With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
It's Drew Garabo Live.
Boy, you know, that is true, actually. Hearing that promo with One-Legged Dan reminded me he bet us his leg that we would lose the Stanley Cup. He's not a Lightning fan. He was a, what was he, a Penguins fan or a Blackhawks fan? And how come his phone sounds so damn good on Mike Calta's show? They probably have a better quality phone connection than we do. Like, they probably got, like, 1.2 million gigawatt hertz or whatever, and then they dial it down to save money while afternoon program's on.
High-def phone connection for them.
We got analog. Like a Dan gonna lie and say that he's a huge Lightning fan.
Well, we deserve that leg now, if nothing else.
Yeah, you give up your leg, you liar. You got a leg to stand on with that Lightning fan nonsense. 727-579-1025.
We'll take him.
Take him what?
We'll take him as a fan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But 2 years ago, he was a Blackhawks fan.
But we still get the leg.
2 years ago, we were betting his leg that the Lightning would beat the Blackhawks. And here he is 2 years later, forgetting the fact that he bet his damn leg against the Lightning.
Two or 3 years ago. 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Time flies when you're taking legs. Clark, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Clark?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much. You mentioned the party at the Game 4 watch party at Armature Works. Yeah. Armature Works is probably the hottest, trendiest place in town right now, so okay. It's always packed.
Oh.
So people should go, but they should have in mind what they're going to face when they get there. It's going to be a mob scene. It'll be fun.
Pass.
But if they don't know what to expect, they're liable to be overwhelmed by it. But
yeah, you had you lost me at a mob scene.
It's out of control on a regular night.
Nope, forget it. Nope, not going to go.
Super crowded.
That sucks because cute girl just tweeted me and said, come out to the Lightning Watch Party at Armature Works on Wednesday and bring the whole crew. It's an amazing place with fantastic food and drinks. You guys love it. I'll be behind the bar. Come see me. She looks lovely, but... big crowds.
Tell her to reserve us a table.
It'll be crowded. No question. It'll be crowded.
All right.
I have a parking tip, too, if you're interested.
I'm very interested in parking tips, always.
Okay, people should park in Ybor, where you can get cheap parking, and then get a $5 two-way pass, round-trip ticket on the streetcar, which takes you right to Amelie.
Yeah.
And that way, you're not parked where all the traffic is, and it's probably cheaper, and... it's a little stress saver.
So. Yeah, somewhat, but your car's then in Ybor, and then you're in Ybor trying to get to your car, and then you're back to square one.
I'd rather just watch the game from home.
That's what I'm thinking. It just seems a lot easier to kind of just watch it on my television. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Well, I like that the Mike Calta show is after this Geo clown as well for saying that Tampa Bay only has 7 fans. That's inaccurate. You can say whatever you want. Obviously, you can't talk much crap about our team. It's a damn good team. So then what? You go after our city saying we don't support the Lightning? Drive around this friggin' city. Tell me that you don't see a lot of Go Bolts everywhere. You do. Spoiler alert. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Drew. One-Legged Dan is a Rangers fan. Remember, he would call in and say, Rangers in 5.
It's not him. We know our show better than you do. It's not him. We know our show. You do not know our show. That's a different guy. That's Rangers Mike.
Racist Rangers Mike.
Hence the nickname Rangers Mike.
Is he racist or misunderstood?
No, he's racist, sexist. He wishes for my death regularly.
Wow.
Anti-Semite.
He hates everybody.
And he has called me the F word.
But what does he love?
Ranges.
Yeah.
He loves the Ranges.
Oh, well.
That guy is the worst. And then right behind him is this clown calling up and saying, that we don't know that he's a Rangers fan. Oh, thanks, sir. We don't remember Rangers in 5. Gosh, so glad you enlightened us on that. Couple of things. Number one, in New York, I guess they're considering Chick-fil-A a creepy organization because they are so faith-based. Mm-hmm. So these articles about Chick-fil-A taking over Manhattan, and New York is a very forward-thinking city, I like to say. They have a big city mentality, but I respect the fact. I might not agree with Mr. Cathy's spiritual background. Like, we don't have the same spiritual background, but I don't find it creepy. I think it's great in today's politically correct society where people are afraid to have opinions and afraid to stand up for what they believe in.
Why are we going back to attacking Chick-fil-A? I feel like they had their moment. They worked past it, and now we're going back to it.
Well, we're not, but the New Yorkers are, because it's now coming to the city of New York. So they're saying that this creepy cult-like company is taking over simply because they're closed on Sundays. And Mr. I think it's Truett Cathy, who owns the company, is very open and honest about the fact that he's a devout Christian. Well, I'm not a devout Christian, but I don't find anything creepy whatsoever about Chick-fil-A.
They just haven't ordered the number one yet. Once they do, they won't care anymore about what he's into.
Look, you try those nuggets and you will be changed. You eat those waffle fries?
It's that pickle brine.
Oh,
that's the secret.
Pickle
brine.
You think
you don't like pickles until you get told
it. So delicious the way they make those sandwiches. So, you know, I get it. It's unfamiliar to New Yorkers. You know, I love the independent restaurants too and pizzerias and whatnot.
New York City doesn't have Chick-fil-A. I didn't know that. They don't deserve it.
They should pull away all their Chick-fil-A's.
Obviously, they can't handle it.
Right. You don't like the fact that they're closed on Sunday? Great. You don't get to order Chick-fil-A anymore.
There's worse businesses in New York City already.
That's right.
We've worked past this, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we struggled down here and we found out about it. We're not going to go there anymore. And that lasted for a week and now we're back in.
I remember when we had to apologize to all of our gay listeners on the Morning X because we caved in our boycott after 3 days of no Chick-fil-A. We made it a strong 3 days. We were going to stand with our gay brethren and no longer eat their hate-filled sandwiches. And then 3 days later, it was the bagel sandwich that did it for me,
wow.
The chicken, egg, and cheese on
a
bagel.
I did the opposite. We wanted them to run out of food. So we made everybody go there and wipe them out. And they were closed in an hour. We shut them down.
Well, you're the impact is still being felt because at lunchtime there's still a line out
I'm
the still place.
I'm in that line fighting a good fight.
You think Mike has ever had Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've had Chick-fil-A.
Of course.
We used to do car washes there all the time. And in 2016, I was in... No, we ate while
we
were there.
Been in the parking lot.
Yeah, we're eating at Chick-fil-A.
I was in New York City whenever the first Chick-fil-A opened, and my mom and I were walking down the street, and there was a line for a mile.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, what's going on?
That's a cult.
It was a Chick-fil-A grand opening, and people were there at 10 o'clock at night watching a movie inside Chick-fil-A. Huh? It was a little strange.
Is there another fast food restaurant chain where people camp out for the openings?
Chick-fil-A.
Shake Shack, I know, has a cult-like following.
And then they go to multiple openings.
Uh-huh.
Probably In-N-Out, depending on where they open.
Right. There's a couple of really cult-ish type fast food places.
And that's about the food, right?
That is about the experience and the food. You see a Shake Shack open up in Tampa, I'll camp out for that bad boy. But the thing about Chick-fil-A, look, I get you if you're still mad that the founder gave tens of thousands of dollars to a company or an organization that supports gay conversion therapy. I respect if you choose not to spend your money there for that reason, but there's nothing creepy or cult-like about simply saying as a business owner, I believe in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Look, I might not, but I agree with your right to.
I feel like they haven't even let that guy talk since.
No, they won't. They muzzled
him. Oh, no, you got to keep him away.
He's tied up in a boardroom somewhere.
It's like Grandpa at Thanksgiving. Ah, come on, Grandpa. Hey, you know, I was impressed with Chick-fil-A during the Pulse shootings. Mm. They did something crazy. Yeah. They opened up on Sunday and fed all the first responders, which that says more about them than a lot of the other stuff people want to attack.
That is true. They did that in one of the hurricanes, too, I believe, when they had to open up on a Sunday to show relief. And that's
awesome.
Showing, look, our faith is important to us. What's more important? Serving humanity when humanity needs it.
They are a part of the community.
They
I like
They certainly
that.
Are. And I have respect for the fact that, look, I might find it inconvenient that they're closed on Sunday, but guess what? PDQ isn't closed on Sunday. And then I'll go to PDQ every Sunday and eat their delicious chicken and drink a shake with a smile on my face.
Sadly, I think it's just another example of how far we are apart from each other. You know, it used to be there was a time in our country where you could look at somebody who had a different religion and go, oh, well, they're just different. And it's not like that anymore.
When
it's,
was it like that?
I mean, we're more far away than we've ever been.
Right.
From a political stance, and the divide is hard. Well, and I think that goes, the same line is there with religion.
I'm glad Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday, personally, because I just went there Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
you don't need it on
I don't
Sunday.
Need to go 2 days in a row.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Keith? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Big Drew, what's up, buddy? How are you, man? This is Keith from New York. I'm a big fan of Roger and JP. I'm friends with them for 18 years, and you know what? I'm watching your show right now live, and I'm telling you, man, you guys are killing it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's very nice of you. Appreciate that very much, Keith.
And just to give you a heads up, I really, really hope and pray that your Tampa Bay Lightning beats the crap out of... New Jersey Devils tonight.
Thank you. Me too. I'm hoping that happens too. Why are you a Lightning fan all the way up there in New York or what?
No, actually, believe it or not, I am a New York Rangers fan, and unfortunately, you know, we did suck this year.
Yeah, it was bound to happen. I mean, you got a great franchise.
But yes, great franchise, but
yeah,
unfortunately, they didn't do what you know what was expected.
Oh, yeah.
And
see what he thinks about Chick-fil-A.
You know,
hey, so, let me ask you this. You been to that Chick-fil-A? I know it's a Southern type place, but you been to that Chick-fil-A in the Midtown Manhattan yet?
Actually, believe it or not, the last time I was at Chick-fil-A, my friend, was when I lived in Tennessee.
You sound like you have that Tennessee accent still. You really
yeah,
is.
I only lived there for 4 years, but
I'll come back.
No,
now.
We don't have a Chick-fil-A here in New York yet. I'm out on Long Island, actually, where Roger and JP live.
Long Island, Sag Harbor.
Who's got the nicer house?
Who's got the nicer house out of Roger and JP?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. If I had a guess, I'd probably say JP.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, shots fired, Roger.
Yeah, he just did some renovations to his bathroom and his kitchen and, oh, my Lord, and Mr. Ford. I mean, now, like I said, I know those guys for 18 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they're my brothers from other mothers and...
If you had to kill one of them, which would you kill? Like you gotta kill one of them and marry the other one. Which one do you kill?
With a gun to my head.
Gun to your head. You gotta kill Roger or JP.
It would probably be Roger.
Oh my God! Oh man.
You know why? Man. Because Roger is silent, laid back. JP, on the other hand, he's a little bit more fun, energetic. But JP also has a temperamental.
Temperamental what?
To him too. You know, when JP gets pissed off,
that's me, my God.
You don't want to be around him.
Hey Keith, right. I'm not sure if you've ever actually seen, but even if you have to guess, who do you think's got the bigger hog?
The bigger what?
The bigger hog.
You know, the
bigger
hog.
Dong.
Oh, Jesus. All right, now you're going to get me in trouble, Drew.
No, that was John asking the question.
JP again?
Got it. If I had to guess the bigger set, I'd probably say JP.
Oh, man, you on that, JP.
Bigger house, bigger Wang, lucky.
Bigger everything.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, hey, he's Italian.
Hey, Keith, we've got Roger on the phone right now. He wanted to say hi. I heard you call in.
Roger.
Oh, okay. If Roger's calling in right now instead of being home freaking cooking food for the week.
Keith, be quiet. Roger, what's up, man?
Hey, hello. I've never heard of this clown before.
He said that you guys have been friends for 18 years, and he said that JP has a nicer home than you, and he's got a bigger hog. Well, how do you respond to all this?
Who is this nobody? I've never heard of him before.
He said you've been friends for 18 years. Say hi, Keith.
Hey, Roger, it's Keith from New York, man. What the hell?
I've never heard of you.
Oh, come on, man. Don't you make me look like a fool with Drew.
I don't know who this guy is, guys. I'm sorry that he's calling and wasting your time on the show. I have no idea.
Oh, Keith, man. What's your deal, man? What are you trying to do here?
Why are you lying?
Hey, Drew, I don't lie, brother.
Who is this ass jack?
Well, he said he's known you for a long time, Roger. 18 years, you guys go way back.
He's your buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of you. Once you get a little bit of fame, all these guys, they want to come hands out looking for something. I've never heard of you, Keith. Go to hell.
Oh, my Lord. Come on.
You're a nobody. You're a loser.
That's a little harsh, Raj.
I mean, Keith, when's the last time you talked to Roger? It seems like he doesn't remember you.
Last time I talked to Roger was at Hops and Props in at the Cradle of Aviation.
Sounded like he'd never heard of you, dude. I'm sorry, but clearly you had your opportunity to talk to him, and he's never even heard of you.
Yeah, well, believe me, I'll see him at the Comedy Riot that they have coming up out here on Long Island, and I'll bury him.
Okay. He said he'll see you out front of MSG.
Well, listen, thank you, man. Appreciate the call, Keith, and you take it easy. All right.
All right, Drew. Keep rocking, buddy. Talk to you.
All right, we'll do.
that Roger, man, he sounded a little under the weather.
That's a fan, if you're ever wondering. That guy knows about your bathroom renovations.
Roger's a little sick. Sorry.
Yeah, he sounded like a Saw guy meets Jesse Ventura, actually.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, Roger Ventura, definitely.
I realized that as I was talking to him. I'm like, oh, no, this is totally Jesse Ventura. Yeah. I can't remember how Roger sounds.